WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The New York Police Department said to be alarmed by posters outside the New York Stock Exchange suggesting that Luigi Mangione is a martyr and that the murder of healthcare CEO Brian Thompson is, quote, a symbolic takedown over perceived corruption. Mangione remains in a Pennsylvania jail, refusing extradition to New York, where he is charged with Thompson's murder. Conditions are improving in Southern California. Santa Ana winds calmer, even though that fire in the hills above Malibu continues to burn. Out this morning, new numbers on inflation.
The November Consumer Price Index is expected to show a slight acceleration in inflation from the previous month. That might normally be enough for the Fed to hold interest rates where they are. But the job market continues to be resilient. Many economists expect the Fed to shave 0.25% from a key interest rate next week.
ABC's Jim Ryan, the numbers just released show consumer prices up 0.3% as expected. Pope Francis making his first remarks about Syria this morning. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Not guilty pleas to intentional homicide, sexual assault, and child sexual assault charges were entered on behalf of the 16-year-old who allegedly assaulted and killed Lily Peters. The teen is accused of assaulting and killing the 12-year-old girl in April of 2022, then hiding her body. The case is being held in adult court. New state charges against three men connected to a slate of false electors in the 2020 presidential election in Wisconsin. Attorney General Josh Call announced charges Tuesday against Attorney Jim Troupas and Trump administration advisors Ken Chesbrough and Michael Roman. And a closed hospital in western Wisconsin may be temporarily reopened. Members of the Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative have signed a letter of intent with Hospital Sisters Health System to explore the feasibility of buying and reopening St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls. That hospital was closed in March. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be windy and cold with light snow and falling temperatures today. We're going to drop into the single digits by late this afternoon with a wind chill below zero by later today. Windy tonight down to 2 below 0 tomorrow. Sunshine with a high of 11. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 22.
99.7.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM, 8:03 on Wednesday morning. It's time for AC/DC. You Shook Me All Night Long on Max FM.
Shoot! 80s, 90s, and more.
Tainted love. 99 Max FM.
The dark side's called love and is real. She'll never know just how I feel. Out of the shadows, she walks like a dream. Make me feel crazy, make me feel so mean. Nothing gonna save me from the love that's blind. Slip to the dark side and cross our line. On the dark side. Oh yeah. On the dark side. Oh
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:09 on Wednesday morning, and as I look outside the studio, I am starting to see the snow starting to fall. Just a light snow this morning. We do expect a little bit of snow this morning. We know temperatures are going to drop. It is going to be windy and cold, falling temps throughout the day. We're talking single digits by the end of the day with wind chill values below zero later today. Tonight, we're looking at a windy night, a low of 2 below, wind chill values down to 15 degrees below zero. Tomorrow, a high of 11 degrees. We'll get through this. It will warm up on Friday. And we're keeping an eye on a system for Saturday. We have the possibility of some accumulating snow. It is a little too early to confirm what that's going to do. I'm not going to speculate on it. I'm just going to mention that we do have that chance of snow on Saturday, Emily.
Yeah, I did hear a little bit about that. And you know what I do appreciate is the fact that you will not speculate on weather, because you know what? You don't want to get yourself in trouble. I think it's great. You're like, I've got the guidelines here of the weather, but I'm not speculating on the truth. Just don't do it. So Dave's trying to keep it real out there for you guys. No speculation. This is not hard and pressing news here. This is just fun morning show stuff, but we do our best, right?
Exactly. And I just want to make it clear, I am not a meteorologist. I am
a weather forecaster.
There's a difference in it. So I'm not a meteorologist, just a forecaster. So that is
true. But we do have some meteorologists in our family at Civic Media. So we do come from hard facts. We just, by the time it gets through us, we're just not really sure what happened sometimes. So,
yeah,
you know, that's all right.
Yes. I've been trained by our meteorologist, so I have gone through training with both of our meteorologists and learned about quite a bit of this stuff, and especially during the summer months when we have storm season, that is something that I do help cover the severe weather coverage now as well, because our meteorologists are all busy. So I do actually have training and from our experts, and we had Mace yesterday. He's one of our meteorologists, Nights with Mace from 7 to midnight. It was his birthday yesterday, and we had a little bit of fun with him as well. So.
Jeez, is life just all about having fun and just goofing around, Dave? Is that really what this is? Oh, yeah, it is.
It is. I mean, I do. That's how I roll. I mean, I do tend to have a little bit of fun. I do play pranks on people every once in a while. Wendy actually posted something on her social page this morning because, I left something in her car. I was using her car yesterday. I broke my car, and so I was using hers.
You broke it. Okay.
Yes, you know, it was not really my fault. We'll just go with that. Stuff breaks.
Okay. You know what? That's the words to live by. Stuff breaks. And yep. It's not your fault.
No, it really wasn't. And thank you to Craig's Hometown for getting our car fixed. We appreciate it. A little bit of running around yesterday. Of course, Stutt was due for his haircut yesterday. And he looks absolutely handsome. He is just chilling out in the studio with me today, and I am so appreciative of Messy Muncy. He does such a great job with him, and he is doing so well today. He looks so handsome, so it's great to see him just chilling and looking handsome. I see King is all dressed up and ready for Christmas as well.
Yes, there was a dog Santa costume purchased yesterday when I got home. It was already out and I saw some pictures of it. So I had to go ahead and send you that. I might put that up on Facebook too. And Instagram, but yeah, my guy is due for a haircut too. Luckily one of my prior lifetimes, I was a dog groomer. So I do know how to do those things. So it is a very hard job. So if you take your dog to the groomer, show them some extra love because it's a lot harder than it seems like. Again, like we were talking about veterinarians yesterday, like your customers don't tell you what they want. You know, they don't tell you what's going on. They just kind of try to communicate with you in any way they know how, which is not the way that we communicate. So love on your groomer because they work hard and boy, some dogs just love to be groomed. I can remember they just would prance around and, you know, their parents would come pick them up and they would just kind of be like doing their little fashion week walk. And just, some of them really liked it. So I'm sure Stout is feeling good and looking good. So it is. Yeah, I'll have to give King a little bit. He's going to have a little bit of a trim up there. So he's looking extra cute for the holidays. But
yeah,
he's not going to the office party, or is he? Is that one of the worst things to do is bring your dog to the office party?
Well, we'll talk about that in just a second. You mentioned we talked about the veterinary stuff yesterday, and I do want to take a moment and just give a special shout out to Hilldale Veterinary Care. After 20 years of hard work and amazing work, Dr. Seals is going to be retiring from Hilldale Veterinary Clinic. So we want to congratulate Dr. Seals. She has taken care of so many of our pets over the years and shows kindness and compassion. And I'm going to be careful here because I don't want to tear up because she's been there for us. That's all I'm going to say. We've had some fantastic pets and, you know, you wish they could be around forever. So I just want to say congratulations to her and thank you for everything that you've done for us and this community as well. So thank you. Thank you. Aww. Thank you. And no,
what a lovely shout out.
Yeah. And I'm not taking the dog to the office party. I don't know if that's on our list because an HR expert who's been at it for 2 decades came up with a list of top things you should not do at your office holiday party this month.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Yeah, here we go for all of our coworkers. Tune in. She says even if you're a model employee, doing any of these things can wreck your reputation and damage your career. And you know what? I'm going to say when we talk about this list, Emily, we're working our way up from the bottom up. If you can avoid number one on the list, you'll have a better chance of avoiding the rest. So we're going to talk about
that's a very good point.
It is. And number one is so important on this list. And there are five of these on this list. And so we're going to work our way bottom up from number five. And number one pretty much leads to 2, 3, 4, and 5 possibly.
Yeah.
So Emily, what is number five of the 5 worst things you can do at your office holiday party?
So I really do appreciate this. Don't post without consent, right? So this is like something that some of us did not grow up having to worry about because we did not grow up with social media, but some of us have grown up with social media or moved into it at a younger age. So don't share photos or videos of other people on social media unless you know they're cool with it. That includes footage of coworkers who may or may not have been partying harder or longer than you at that party. So point is, you know, consent. Like, this is people's, you know, this is their time to enjoy the holidays with people. They don't want their behavior up on your social media. That's not cool. So, you know, don't post without consent. That's number five. Number four, Dave, you're on.
All right. And as I'm chatting with HR as we're doing this, and I'm making sure HR is not listening, don't ignore the dress code. The stakes aren't as high with this one, but it's never good to look up showing underdressed at the holiday party.
Yeah, I say that too. Like, a lot of people, you know, casual is great, but if someone wants to put on a party and ask for that one time a year for you to kind of, you know, put on your best duds, like, respect that because it's fun. It's nice to get fancy on the holidays. If that's what the dress code is asking for, you know, show some respect for that. You can always just like wear your comfy clothes, but like throw on like a nice scarf or something. You know, you can dress it up and accessorize. So at the same time too, I gotta say, if you overdress too, you know, just keep that in mind because that can be awkward. So just, you know, right. Just listen to the suggestions. And number three, don't mix business and romance, aka don't make out with the person who sits two cubicles down from you. That's going to be awkward. So that's kind of been a rule of thumb, I think, since day one when people started working together. Don't mix business and pleasure. Don't do it at the Christmas party because it's going to come back and haunt you. And it's going to be very awkward on Monday.
It'll be very awkward on Monday. It could be awkward for a long time. I always had a rule of never dating my coworkers, and that was always a rule of mine, and I did my very best to stick to that rule. And again, we're talking about the five worst things you can do at your office holiday party. Number two, don't overshare. The vibe might be casual, but remember, you're still at work with your coworkers, and oversharing, again, could lead to a very awkward Monday morning.
And then some, and then the following Monday and the following Monday. So those two things, number two and number three, kind of mix together. Don't overshare. Don't overdo it. Don't mix it up in that way. You know, have a good time, but be thoughtful because these are our folks that you're working with. And even if you can let loose a little bit, you're still expected to behave professionally the following week. So it's hard to do that when it becomes awkward. So I'm going to let you go ahead with number one, Dave, because.
Oh, boy. And I'm actually chatting back and forth with an HR person.
Okay.
And this all goes together. Number one, five of the things you can do at your office party. Worst thing ever, don't get hammered. A strategy called zebra striping was in the news last week. It's when you drink, but your next drink has to be something like soda or water. You just can't have two boozy drinks in a row. This is very important. As I'm talking with HR, things not to do is don't get drunk and tell off your boss, or get drunk and hit on the CEO's spouse or significant other.
Oh,
or
goodness.
Get drunk and hit on your boss. I mean...
All the things fall under number one. Like, if you don't overdo it with alcohol or whatever, you probably won't overshare or mix business and romance or ignore the dress code. I mean, I guess maybe if you're overdoing it at home beforehand, you might miss the dress code, but kind of get carried away with social media. So I really like this zebra striping. I've not heard of this before, although
either myself
and many people in my world do practice this because frankly, it's just more healthy. I mean, so, you know, when you're talking and chatting, it's really easy to, you know, have something in your hand to drink and just kind of keep on sipping it. And you don't really realize, you know, that. So you just put something else in your hand, put a cup of coffee, you know, something else, and you'll can keep sipping and talking and not get carried away. So that's really, really good advice, not just for holiday parties or any parties, just in general. I mean, just watch your health. You know, we want to be around and hang out on the radio with you all for a lot longer. So let's be nice to ourselves this holiday and moving forward and avoid awkwardness at all costs at work.
Right.
Oh, Dave's having a good time, and I don't know what's happening, but we're just going to...
Well,
I've not heard this much giggling. We can't even talk.
I know. I mean, and this one I can't even share, but I mean, these all center around adult beverages, and that's what it comes down to, is don't overindulge in the adult beverages at the work holiday party. I mean, that's just very important because you will get into possible trouble. I mean, I will state in my very first job, that's where I did have maybe a few too many beverages once or twice and did some crazy things, right?
And, I don't know, but I believe you and I am nodding. And I think there's probably other people out there listening that are also, because they know firsthand about that, whatever that may be. So we'll just leave that behind us. Moving on, Dave's sharing his own personal stories, kind of alluding to things. Yeah. Let's just keep it real. Just be kind. And it comes back to, too, like being kind to yourself. You know what I mean? You don't want to put yourself in an awkward situation. You also want to just be kind to your body because, let's face it, I mean, you just feel better when you've had several glasses of water throughout the evening. It's just a fact. That one you can fact check. That is absolutely scientifically proven that water is going to be helpful for you throughout the evening. So do so. Please take our advice on that. We're going to be bossy about it. Just be kindier. It's so easy because there's so many fun things to do over the holidays, but fun, and you don't want to enjoy them in the best way. So, there's probably a good Lord. What are these people talking about?
You know, and that's
correct, because there's going to be another fun holiday thing to do. Like, that's the thing. There's stuff every day. You know, there's a way to celebrate this whole season. You can stack up parties or just, you know, outings or, you know, going out to hear carolers or see lights or see a Christmas show or something. And you just, you know, you want to be present and enjoy those things to their fullest. And that's difficult to do if you're retired or just not feeling well. So, you know, we live in Wisconsin. These are words of wisdom, folks. Thank you from us.
We're speaking from experience. All right, Emily, you'll be back with me at 8:40 for calendar days.
Sounds like a plan.
It is More Music Mornings with Emily and Dave on Max FM.
Care you can grow with. Your family is growing, and so is RAMC. Reedsburg Area Medical Center is adding more nurse midwives to their team of exceptional obstetric care providers. RAMC brings together dedicated nurse midwives, OBGYNs, family practice physicians, and birth center nurses committed to providing exceptional care and the best experience for growing families. To learn more, visit RAMCHealth.com.
Looking for a great time with your pals? Head over to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. Sip on their unique, exclusive beer flavors you won't find anywhere else, like their award-winning Honey Wheat. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever try a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget Wing Wednesdays for their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all in their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Welcome to the seventh day of the Max FM 12 Deals of Christmas, the Jeweler's Edge in downtown Baraboo. It's a full-service jeweler offering custom designs, repairs, and watch battery replacements. Find the perfect ring, necklace, bracelet, earrings, or other gorgeous jewelry items for that special someone. Find the perfect gift at the Jeweler's Edge. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and purchase a $250 gift certificate for just $125. Today only with the Max FM 12 Deals of Christmas.
This holiday, we'd like to deliver a special season's greeting straight to your mailbox. Open up our free Civic Media app, find Max FM, and text the words Christmas card along with your address, and we'll send you a custom greeting card from Dave and Emily on the Max FM Morning Show. Hang it up on your mantle, display it next to your family photos. It's up to you. Happy holidays from 99.7 Max FM.
I used to think maybe you
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:29 on Wednesday morning with Billy Joel on Max FM.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise a miracle mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's a true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. Oh, it doesn't matter what they say in the papers, cause it's always been the same old scene. There's a new rain in town, but you can't get the sound from a story in a magazine. Aimed at your average teen. Just give it half a chance. Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new way, dance great. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me. All right, we got it. A new sound, funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.
From small-town businesses to large multi-state operations, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have industry expertise that can cover all types of businesses.
Having an insurance agency that understands our business is a real benefit. They know our people. It's something Tricor does really well.
Tricor's in-depth knowledge of insurance, regulation, compliance, and safety consulting is here to help your business succeed. Working with leading insurance companies like Auto Owners Insurance, they'll be there when you need them most. Visit TricorInsurance.com to learn more about Tricor Insurance Cycle of Care.
It is your last chance to stock up at Oakwood Fruit Farm during the winter stock up sale. All remaining apples are buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value. Buy a peck, get a peck free. Buy a bushel, get a bushel free. Choose from several delicious apple varieties, perfect for gifts or winter treats. Plus, don't miss the apple cider, take and bake pies, and famous apple cider donuts still available. Open 9 until 4 every day until the apples are sold out for the season. South of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road, just follow the signs to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Don't wait. Stock up before it's too late.
Did you know cases of preventable diseases, including measles and whooping cough, are spreading in Wisconsin? Cases of whooping cough are 5 times higher than last year. Get vaccinated to protect yourself, your family, and your community. Vaccines are safe. Vaccines are effective. And vaccines are essential. Talk to an SSM health provider or pharmacist today and make sure your family is up to date. Visit SSMHealth.com to learn more.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
The Bucks are back in the NBA Cup semifinals for the second straight season, knocking off Orlando last night 114-109 at Fiserv Forum. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 37 as the Bucks caught the Magic on a night where two of their starters were sidelined. Jalen Suggs had 32 in the loss for Orlando. 20th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers dropped their third straight 86-80 to Illinois in Champaign. It's the ninth straight loss for the Badgers in Champaign, falling to 0-2 in Big Ten play. Nolan Winter had 15 to lead the way. Horizon League rivals Milwaukee and Green Bay will play the first of their two meetings this season tonight at the Rush Center in Green Bay. Panthers looking to start 2-0 in league play. The Phoenix trying to prevent an 0-3 start. And the University of Wisconsin made it official what was leaked last week. The school announcing yesterday the hiring of Jeff Grimes as the Badgers' new offensive coordinator. Grimes comes to Madison after stops at Kansas, Baylor, and BYU. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It is going to be windy and cold with light snow and falling temperatures today. We're going to drop into the single digits by late this afternoon with a wind chill below zero by later today. Windy tonight down to 2 below 0. Tomorrow sunshine with a high of 11. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 22. 99.7.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM, 8:35 on Wednesday morning with Pat Benatar on Max FM.
Many times I tried to tell you, many times I cried alone. Boys, I'm surprised how well you cut my feelings to the bone. Don't wanna leave you, really. I've missed too much time to give you. That easy to the doubts that complicate your mind. We belong to the light, we belong to the love. We belong to the sound of the words before falling under. Whatever we deny or embrace, for worse or for better, we to do with my strength anyway. Have we become a habit? Do we just own the facts? Now there's no looking forward. Now there's no turning back. When you say we belong to the light, we belong to the thunder. We belong to the sound of the words we've both fallen.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. Knotted on 7 Max FM, 839. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. And you have another chance to win in our statewide text contest, our grown-up gift list. Those times are at 11 o'clock today, 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. Make sure you have that free Civic Media app ready to go, Emily, because you know what? A chance to win some fantastic grand prizes in this.
Yeah, it's the grown-up wish list for the holidays. Statewide contest, text to win using the Civic Media app. Smash that mouse, 99.7. It's the second one from the bottom, but the first one at the top of everybody's heart. Anyhow, go ahead and smash that mouse. You're going to open up on the bottom right. You're going to see text. And go ahead and text to win a grand prize of a snowblower or a luggage set or a, what else we got? What else? Espresso machine or a humidifier or there's so many things. I just can't even keep up. It's so great.
Luggage set.
Luggage set. I think I got that one.
Yeah. Anyways, don't want that.
Well, you just keep repeating it. And so, yeah, obviously now. So what do you have to text to win right now, Dave? Why don't we remind everybody?
So we don't have a keyword this hour, so it's just you need to be ready at 11 o'clock. Have the free Civic Media app ready to go. Jay Roberts will have our next keyword, and we're going to have three more opportunities today. And, of course, you and I will do it again tomorrow morning. So I'm excited. Right. This is so much fun.
It is, and it's cool that you know, we get to have a special text to win contest in the hour in which we're on the radio, because that's how you guys can show your love, is text to win when we're on the radio, which again will be tomorrow before 8 o'clock. And then if we get all kinds of text to win entries, then everybody knows that we're awesome. So, you know, bring it back around, show the love, you can win some amazing things. We're doing our job. Yeah, we're doing our job. It's the robot vacuum. That was the one I missed in my mess list. So just tons of cool stuff. Tons of cool stuff. Yeah, definitely. Today's a great day. What else is going on today, Dave?
Well,
calendar days?
It's calendar days, but we have to answer the question first of the four major awards that happen in the United States. I actually know what they are.
I thought you might. So I know the two that are coming to my... Oh, I know three. Okay.
Okay.
I got three. So what do you got? You do one, I'll do the other. Let's see if we can cover the four. And go.
All right. So the first one, Emmy.
Boom. Number one. How about Grammy?
Yep. Number three, Oscar.
Whoop, whoop. And I got number four, Tony.
Yep, there you go. So those are the four major awards. So we had to talk about that before we got into calendar days because, you know, it is December 11th. And the one that definitely makes me smile, it is National Noodle Ring Day. Get creative. Get those forks ready. Fire up that carb craving because it is Noodle Ring Day.
It is fire up that carb craving. That's great. Well, I love that we just gave everyone permission for that.
We did. And here's another one. It's National John Day, but it's very specific. Not J-O-H-N. It is J-O-N Day. So, yeah. So happy National John Day to the J-O-Ns out there.
To the J-O-Ns. It sounds like you're trying to be a rapper. I love that.
Yeah,
so it's not National Rap Day, but it's National App Day. Take a selfie for the gram, tweet your thoughts or X your thoughts or whatever that's called now. Play your favorite music, whatever app is your favorite. You know, they kind of run our lives, but you know what? They do help our lives along the way. So Civic Media app, duh. So go ahead and use that one. If you've never used it before, today's National App Day. So use your Civic Media app and communicate with all of us that are working on the radio station because we love to hear from you.
And then you have that Civic Media app ready to go for your text to win and fabulous prizes.
And a Christmas card. Gotta remember
Christmas
that.
Christmas card, texting Christmas card via the free Civic Media app with your name and address, and we'll hook you up with the Max FM Christmas card with our smiling faces and our shenanigans as we schmoove along on our Wednesday.
Moving along on the holiday season. Today is also, I like this one, Holiday Food Drive for Needy Animals. Help raise awareness of animal welfare and become a part of the solution. We get to talk about, I feel so honored every Monday, we get to talk about the pets of the week from the Sauk County Humane Society. So, you know, if every day you're kind of like, oh, I want to do something great for animals. Or I want to do something great for the shelter in our area. Today's the day, December 11th. So go drop some stuff off at the shelter. They're always in need of like canned food for animals, dogs and cats, other things you can find on their site, what they're in need for. So go ahead and look that up. I think there's connections through our website and Facebook. So go ahead and look that up and support your animal shelters today.
And go to sockhumane.org for more information about what is needed at the Sauk County Humane Society and those pets of the weeks that we talked about on Monday.
Yes, yes. Also, today is Burkina Faso Republic Day. Honor the triumphant independence and sovereignty of the Burkinabe people on Burkina Faso Republic Day. What else do we have? I think that we kind of got through a lot of them. On the biggest one. Yeah, International Mountain Day. There's a beautiful picture of a mountainscape. And I, for one, I know, you know, we're in our landlocked states here in terms of like ocean. And I do love, you know, to go to the beach, of course. Ocean beach vacations and things like that are lovely. But I have to say, as I've come into myself, I love the mountains. I prefer to be in the mountains over anything else, probably in the woods, in the mountains. So if you're somewhere out there listening on the app and you happen to be near mountains, you are so lucky because today is International Mountain Day, December 11th. So enjoy your mountains if that means you got to go, you know, check out a beautiful painting of mountains or find some photography of mountains or whatever. Just appreciate that part of our topography because we are lucky people to be living on this planet with all kinds of different places to visit, like mountainscapes. International Mountain Day today.
Right. And I do want to mention one more time our big deal of the day. Shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Half off a $250 certificate towards jewelry at Jeweler's Edge right here in downtown Baraboo. Today and today only, this $250 certificate is $125. Jeweler's Edge offers dazzling diamonds, stunning gemstone jewelry, wedding and engagement rings, Baraboo pendants, and so much more. This will make a perfect gift for that special someone in your life. Sarah and her crew are so amazing over there. Make sure you get a chance to get in this deal in your car today. 50% off today and today only. Shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. I also want to mention there's a limited number of these certificates available. So if you're thinking about buying a certificate, today is the day to get that Jeweler's Edge certificate, Emily.
Yes, it is. Our big deals of the day are so great. Like, I mean, 50% off, like that is, I mean, and jewelry is really kind of a hot ticket for the holidays. So I think today's the day. I mean, I'm just going to make up an international get big deals of the day, half off jewelry day today. Let's just do it. You know, what's stopping you? You got a Christmas list you got to hit up anyways. You might as well go find someone some really nice things to put on themselves in terms of glittery, beautiful jewelry.
Exactly. And, you know, you want to get that in your cart today because you're not going to get a chance to see that type of savings on that certificate except today and today only. So I just want to remind everyone about that. So I just, you know, get those Christmas shopping done 14 days away till Christmas from today.
Yes. Oh, and a quick reminder, 10 days away from today, today's the 11th, so on the 21st is the second monthly holiday. Well, we'll call it a holiday market because it's in December, but the second monthly indoor winter market that we have at the Great Day Building. You'll see the signs out front as it gets closer. Winter market inside, there's 33 vendors. It's going to be amazing. So I'm definitely going to go and get that last minute Christmas shopping done because there's, you know, it's local artisans, it's local crafters, it's local makers, it's local farmers. These people are in your community and they will be there all together to share their wares with you all. So 502 Oak Street, right on the Capitol. Capitol Square, right on the square there in Baraboo. Please go by and visit them. They are there to share their awesome stuff with you December 21st. That is the Great Day Building, 502 Oaks, from 9 to 2 p.m.
Yeah, it's just, you got to get out there. You get some time to get that Christmas shopping in. And it's indoors, so it doesn't matter what the weather is doing right in downtown Baraboo. Speaking of downtown Baraboo, the horse-drawn wagon rides continue this weekend. 11 a.m. at 3rd and Oak, right across from the Great Day Building, right across from the Max FM studios. And that is going to be a fun time. So horse-drawn wagon rides from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. downtown Baraboo. Those are sponsored by Max FM. You feel that Hallmark holidays, you're kind of riding around on the square in downtown Baraboo. Many of our businesses have extended hours. And don't forget to stop over to Reedsburg, Sauk Prairie, Portage, Lake Dalton, Wisconsin Dells. Support all of our small businesses. Right, Emily?
Absolutely. All of the communities. I mean, Wisconsin really does have these just beautiful, like you said, kind of Hallmark, small town, lovely, lovely communities to go and, you know, share the wealth and shop local. Like you said, there's all these beautiful little things, gatherings, like you said, the horse and carriage ride, and there are singers. I mean, I just hear things all the time in all of these communities about how to celebrate the holidays within the communities. So definitely give a visit, take a short car ride wherever you come from, go visit these other communities and support their small businesses and be part of the community for the day. It's just really nice to share the love during this season.
Yes, it is. So, Emily, you'll be back with me tomorrow morning right around 7:10. We'll have that new keyword ready to go.
Sounds like a plan. Everybody have a great Wednesday.
I hope you have a great Wednesday as well. It is More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's time once again for the Very Merry Holiday Fair in Baraboo. This event will be both Friday and Saturday. On Friday, it runs from noon until 6 p.m. with the first 50 guests receiving a special gift. And the next day, it'll be Plaid Saturday from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. Over 60 artisans at this event, plus shopping bags. They'll have Santa visits at 5 p.m. on Friday. The Wandering Baraboo Village Carolers will be performing from 2:30 until 3:30 also on Friday. And for all of the details, be sure to visit TheVeryMerryHolidayFair.com. Again, this will be Friday and Saturday, December 13th and 14th, noon until 6 on Friday the 13th, and 9 until 4 on Plaid Saturday the 14th. Also celebrate the season at the Van Orden Mansion with the Christmas at the Mansion event. This three-day experience is filled with warmth, charm, and cheer of the holiday season. Throughout the historic Van Orden Mansion in Baraboo, 10 real Christmas trees and the rooms they are set in will be taking inspiration from this year's theme, A Wisconsin Christmas. This year on Friday the 13th, from 7 until 9 p.m., there'll be a happy hour experience at the mansion that night with wine, beer, and snacks. To get your tickets, learn all the details, and even see pictures of the past Christmas at the Mansion event, be sure to check out SaukCountyHistory.org. And don't forget, this time of year, there are so many other holiday events all over the area. Be sure to check out the Area Chamber of Commerce websites for all those details.
One of Wisconsin's most beloved brands is back, and for the first time ever in Wisconsin Dells, serving up the original double-decker hamburger, the Big Boy. Come in and get it one of three different ways, California, Ohio, or Wisconsin. Check out the world's largest collection of Big Boy statues. Get your picture with their green and gold Big Boy, or one of the other iconic characters. And join them every Friday for their delicious seafood buffet. Big Boy in Wisconsin Dells. Open Monday through Friday, 11 to 8. Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 7.
From small-town businesses to large multi-state operations, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have industry expertise that can cover all types of businesses.
Having an insurance agency that understands our business is a real benefit. They know our people. It's something Tricor does really well.
Tricor's in-depth knowledge of insurance, regulation, compliance, and safety consulting is here to help your business succeed. Working with leading insurance companies like Auto Owners Insurance, they'll be there when you need them most. Visit TricorInsurance.com to learn more about Tricor Insurance Cycle of Care.
Ho ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho ho ho!
Baraboo's favorite, 99.7
Max FM.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
RPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Ah.